year for us, I mean, we're really happy to be able to bring justice to our victim. I mean, she's been waiting since 1992, not only to identify the person that attacked her, but also, you know, to make sure that this person is held accountable for it. You know, in doing some research after we got the, obviously after we had the DNA hit and the suspect was identified, I mean, just looking at the person's criminal history, this person was not only a career criminal, but also a serial rapist. I mean, attacking women in at least three different states. He will stand trial here, and he's obviously innocent until proven guilty. We feel strongly that the DNA evidence in this case is lead us to the right person. We'll see, obviously, as this case goes forward and progresses through the court system, more information will come out to kind of show his involvement in this case.